Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. One of the things that we enjoy about sharing this with you is that we genuinely believe that when, as individual people, we take seriously the opportunity to step into God's room and spend some time alone with Him and listen to what He has to say, that it's a significant issue. I do believe one of the things I read that Charles Stanley wrote some time back was that one of the great reasons why we ought to start with Scripture with our day is so we can think more as God thinks, so we can discern right from wrong. It's one of the reasons why God the Father gave us His Word in the first place. I mean, this is also why He sends His Holy Spirit to our life to guide us when we accept Christ as our Savior. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to think as God thinks. And it's also why the writer of Proverbs in chapter 9, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." So today, I encourage you, make sure that you listen to the weekday podcast and then follow up here with this weekday meditation or vice versa. But in that weekday meditation, make sure that you get Scripture into your life. So let's start our time of meditation today with two short exercises. One, begin to think right now, if you could only ask one thing of the Lord, what would that one thing be? And then begin to meditate on that in this way. Lord, would you give me great wisdom on how I'm to come to you with this request? And would you give me great courage to trust you with the outcome? And then number two, if you could only do one thing for someone else, would you bring an attitude to the Lord that says, Lord, if you would do this one thing for this person, would you give me the courage to trust you with that and then ask you to give me the wisdom to know how to best serve them and to care for them and to be a part of your plan in their life? Remember that one of the reasons that we come to the Lord in meditation is so we might think more as God thinks. So trusting Him with this one thing that you desperately need, and trusting Him with one thing that someone in your life needs, is a great way to begin this time of meditation. So stop right now and begin that time and talk with the Lord. And then let's just stop and take a couple of breaths. You know that breath in my mind is that it's the turning the knob and opening the door as you leave the noise of this world behind and step into the quietude and solitude with God. And so take a couple of breaths with me now. Breathe it in deeply. And out. One more. Bring to the Lord two things right now that you're grateful for. Lord, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence with two things. And now let's circle back to that one thing that you would ask the Lord for. And then, although we understand and know that it is His providence and His will that allows the proper answer for you, would you just in the presence of the Lord now say, Lord, I want to trust you with whatever that answer is that is best for me. I want to be in perfect step with your will. And go ahead and have that chat with the Lord right now. And in that one thing that you ask for someone else, then, Lord, I trust that the outcome and the answer that you give, Lord, not only would it be your will, but that I might be receptive to following your lead in my life as to how I'm to play a part in that. And now take just a minute with the most difficult part of for many of us in meditation, and let's take some time today to just stop and hear from the Lord. And I want to invite you to take about 65 seconds today and just listen to what the Lord may have to say about those one things and about what He wants to give you direction for in your life today. Go ahead, and I'll be back in just a short while. Bye now. And we're back. What a great time for you to be able to take a few minutes and be able to spend some time listening from the Lord. I'd love to hear what you believe the Lord is giving you in direction and guidance. Feel free to share that with me at chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let's end with a short verse from Psalm 29. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in His temple all cry, glory. My friend, let that glory be a part of your day as you spent time to meditate on His Word and to be in His presence. I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow to be another part and another day of weekday meditation. God bless you. Bye now.